pretty big announcement this week. A state grant will now bring new housing and other, I'd say, opportunities to the city of Shelton. Governor Lamont announcing that $2.9 million in funding is going to go to remediate two properties on Canal Street in Shelton. We have Mayor Mark Loretti joining us now. And Mayor, welcome back. Talk to us a little bit about these former industrial sites and the remediation process now that this money has been cleared.
Well, it just keeps the progress moving forward, Melissa. And I applauded Governor Lamont, like I did his predecessors, for over the last 30 years that have invested in downtown Shelton and allowed us to continue the brownfields remediation, which in turn brings significant type of development. You know, I think that we've probably been doing brownfields before it was called brownfields. So, you know, we've been at this a very, very long time. We've had great success. And again, I applaud the governor for recognizing that and making investments where he can really reap a return for the state of Connecticut.
So, again, these two properties are on Canal Street, right along the Housatonic River, it looks like. And after cleanup, tell us a little bit about these two mixed-use complexes. What are you sort of envisioning?
Well, there's going to be apartments which bring people that are working and have good incomes and, you know, will frequent all the establishments in downtown Shelton. It also continues the extension of the Riverwalk, which, again, was started getting sections, and now this will create a much-needed link to both sides of the Riverwalk. And there's going to be some commercial and retail opportunities as well in both these buildings, which is, you know, really the cream of the crop in terms of development. When you have people living in a location, then they have businesses that they can frequent. Everybody does well.
And again, my understanding is it'd be adding more than 120 units for housing and retail space, as well as a parking garage. Any idea, Mayor Loretti? Again, we know there needs to be remediation done, and a lot obviously goes into projects of this complex, I would say, of complexity, rather. Any idea, ballpark, when they could be wrapped up and complete?
Well, the remediation is in progress. You know, and then it got stalled because of lack of funding, and now it's going to be jump-started. The developer, which is John Geddes and Biagio Barone, have also started some site work there, and they've put in foundations. And, you know, when more contamination was found, we had to stop. But, you know, they're in motion. And one site actually has steel that's starting to go up. So this is going to happen fast, which is a good thing. You know, it's a hot market right now, and, you know, we just need to keep the progress going. It's really about the momentum.
Yeah. So, like, not to be annoying, Mayor Loretti, but, like, in a year, by next spring, like, when do you think this will be open?
Well, I think in a year from now, you'll see at least one of those buildings that will be open.
Okay. All right.
For sure.
Well, we definitely will keep track of it, as I know you will. Of course, Mayor Loretti is here from the great city of Shelton. We did have a question after this announcement was made earlier this week, Mayor, and it came from one of your constituents. They were saying, you know, with all of the growth, there was a question about whether or not we're going to add more police and fire resources.
You know, I think that's a decision that will get made in the future. You know, we historically have had low rates of incidents in terms of crime. That's a historic pattern in Shelton. You know, we've worked hard to keep it that way. We've maintained our level of service with a constant number of patrol people. And, you know, these decisions, they get evaluated every year. And, you know, if more is necessary, that's what we'll do.
So, again, we have Mayor Mark Loretti here from the city of Shelton. I was reading recently, Mayor, I think last month there was an article, you want to create a regional special education school in Shelton. First of all, why? And second of all, what exactly would happen if this got approved?
Well, let me just back up a minute, Melissa. I wanted to further that discussion about police and fire.
Okay.
You know, we've made significant investments in our equipment for both those departments that allow us to do our job better and more efficiently. And I think, you know, keeping pace with technology and the times allows you to hold your staffing levels down. So I'll leave it at that. Onto the special ed school. I think that there's a consensus around the state that this is a good idea, that There should be more of it. Special education, as everyone knows, has gotten to be extremely expensive. The legislature continues to place more and more mandates on municipalities and boards of education, making their job so much tougher. And so we had this concept years ago here in Shelton before the laws were changed. And, you know, and I railed against our Board of Education for closing the old Ripon School, but, you know, it was their decision. It was done. And, you know, I think as things are coming full circle, really what drives me on this is that, you know, I think that there's a lot of superintendents around the state that agree with the concept, but, you know, it's a lot of work for one person. And I think that, you know, my role here is really to be a facilitator. You know, we had a meeting about a week and a half ago in my office, and I had 8 superintendents show up. I've also gotten phone calls and messages from people in the special education area showing interest, other superintendents around the state that say, hey, include me next time. So, you know, I think that Shelton is really poised to put up a center, and I'm going to leave it up to the expertise of the superintendents to decide what that model is going to look like. You know, my role here is to just try to be a facilitator. I think we have 2 distinct locations in Shelton that could serve as a special education center that are accessible to surrounding communities, and those are the things that are important. I also had a quick conversation with the governor the other day, and he is, I think he agrees with me that this may be a model that is worth pursuing. The legislature did put money aside in their budget, and I'm awaiting that those regulations that go into effect today, actually. So, I mean, things are happening fast. These are good discussions. These are the types of things that we should be doing, trying to find efficiencies in government and still get the right end product. You know, oftentimes, and particularly in education, we spend an awful lot of money and the results don't change.
Sure. Well, and what's interesting about this, Mayor Loretti, which is why I'm intrigued to hear your conversations with Governor Lamont, is you heard Bridgeport is getting the first ever state-funded special education center. Did you hear about that?
Yes, I did. And the Bridgeport superintendent was in my office with the rest of us. And you know,
so you spoke to Dr. Avery about this.
I did.
Yeah.
And I think that they don't have room right now is what he said. And, you know, if they have to build a new building, it's going to take every bit of 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
And so, you know, as the clock ticks, we have a building that's already in place. We may be able to help their needs.
So you could open this building. You're saying, I mean, it sounds like if you got approval could you do it within the next school year? Or would it take time?
I think that's the kind of the consensus that we would shoot for the 26-27 school year.
Okay, so not the fall. So next school year.
The next school year.
Got it. I mean, but that's I'm wondering, I mean, what has been the reaction from the Board of Ed? Like, immediately I think to myself, Representative Amy Romano, who also serves on the Board of Ed. Like, what do they think about it?
Well, they haven't said anything. I mean, quite honestly, I would have hoped that they would have been in the lead. But they're not, so I just feel like that I had to jump out there and get people's attention. I think I have. Mm. And, you know, I'm glad that we have willing partners outside our border, including our superintendent.
Right. Well, and I think, too, Mayor Loretti, I think you struck a chord with this because, look, special education costs are wild, especially, I mean, in I do think I could use the word crippling. I think it's been a real problem. I look at, you know, Stamford, for example, you know, another city, obviously, but they continue to struggle with this and they spend an insane amount of money for kids who are leaving the district and are not getting the services that they need from the public school education system. And so to create these types of resource centers, I know it costs money up front, but if you have the infrastructure in place, the question is, do you have the bodies? Do you have the people who can then run this and have a specialized focus in this to have a successful regional special education school in Shelton?
Well, look, that's a great question. Are there people available to help put the structure in the operation in motion? And again, I've got to leave that up to the superintendents because this is their area of expertise. You know, they also expressed to me that the transportation costs associated with taking kids out of district is millions for some municipalities.
Yes, it is.
And I think that that's another area that we can help with, especially, you know, if there are centralized locations where kids could be picked up and then brought to Shelton. It's not that far of a commute. Hey, we put kids on a bus anyways. We put kids in vehicles anyways. What's the difference whether they're going another mile or two?
Well, exactly. And again, like I said, Mayor Loretti, I don't think anyone has figured out exactly how to address these costs. And I think many were hoping that the legislative session was going to do that, but it really didn't. Other than funding being put towards it, we didn't really solve the issue of, well, how do we make special education stronger, especially in our cities, so we're not busing kids out of the district and paying millions and millions of dollars to support them because they are from that city or town, but they're not going to school in that city or town. So, you know, more and more places, it sounds like, are trying to do these special education schools. Again, Bridgeport, you know, major news last month was the $74 million of state funding going into that. And now Shelton saying, hey, we have a building. Let's do something with it. So please keep us posted on that, especially if it's set to open sooner rather than later. We would appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, I don't think people realize that this year, this past school year in Shelton, we had a building that was available, and we created an in-house center. And we have about 18 kids that normally would have been bused to different locations across the state, and we're not doing that now. And so, you know, I just think it behooves us to put our thinking caps on, get collaborative with other communities. And we can really affect a pretty good change. You know, special ed, as everyone knows, depletes the resources that go to the rest of the student population, which is also not fair, but there's only so many resources to go around. So
yeah, I hear you, Mayor Loretti. I hear you. And I definitely want to continue following this story and see what happens. And I appreciate you giving us the time to talk about this and certainly other major topics for the city of Shelton. I hope you'll come back soon.
Yeah, and we have actually scheduled a walkthrough with the superintendents in about a week and a half here in Shelton so they can view the existing facilities.
Well, let me know how that goes. Keep us posted. Keep us in the loop.
I certainly will.
I really appreciate it. Mayor Mark Loretti, thank you so much from the city of Shelton.